The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
With Wings Productions presents a Skylark special episode in collaboration with a Carefully Built Pretend podcast. I'm your host, Melissa Oliveri. Today we'll be reading a story called Black Dog Waiting. This story was originally released as part of my children's podcast, A Carefully Built Pretend. Did you know that black dogs are often the last ones to be adopted at animal shelters? If they're adopted at all. This is a story about a black dog who had to wait a long time to learn about the meaning of safety, home, and love. This episode is dedicated to my dear friends Sally and Chris Mars and their incredible dog rescue, Mutt Mutt Engine, with a special shout out to all the Mutt Mutt engineers who helped to give better lives to both dogs and their people. For more information on Mutt Mutt Engine, please check the show notes for a link. Now it's time to settle in. Grab a blanket and a warm drink, snuggle your pets, and let's get started.
Psst! Over here! Take my hand. I'll take you to a pretend land. Are you ready? 1, 2, 3, whee! There's a black dog waiting by the side of the road. She doesn't remember much about her life before. There wasn't much of a life to remember, I suppose. She spent every day outside, tied to a short rusty chain. Sunny days, windy days, rainy days, stormy days, snowy days, days and days and days. One day, her chain got so rusty it broke. The black dog walked and walked and walked. She eventually found a road and sat for a while watching the cars go by. Big cars, small cars, clean cars, dusty cars, noisy cars, fast cars. Eventually, the black dog got tired and she curled up in the dirt to sleep. She slept in the sun, the wind, and the rain as cars drove by on the dusty old road. One day, a truck stopped nearby. The black dog lifted her head, too tired and hungry to stand up. Two people got out of the truck and started walking toward her. One of them had a rope. The dog thought the rope looked like a chain, the chain that she had been tied to for days and days and days. The black dog got sad. The two people got closer. The black dog got scared. The two people tied the rope to her collar. The black dog started to shake. The people pulled on the rope until the black dog stood up, and they led her to the back of their truck and put her inside. Then the truck and the people and the black dog drove down the dusty old road. When the truck stopped, the dog was led into a building. The dog was confused. She had never been inside a building before. She had never seen a floor before. She was brought to a room with rows and rows and rows of cages. Every cage had a dog, and every dog was sad and scared and worried. The black dog was put in a cage at the end of the row. Then the black dog got sad and scared and worried too. Day after day after day, people came to look at the dogs in the cages. First, the puppies got out. Then the cute, small, fluffy dogs got out. Then the young, strong, hunting dogs got out. Then the big, beautiful dogs with the lush fur got out. Every time a dog got out, another dog came in. Then when that dog got out, another one came in. But the black dog never got out. Day after day after day, people came and took a dog, and day after day after day, the black dog stayed in her cage at the end of the row. Finally, one day, the black dog heard a small voice ask, "What about this one?" The black dog lifted her ear a little. It sounded like the voice was nearby. "I like this one," said the small voice. This time, the black dog lifted her head. "Are you sure?" asked a big voice. "Yes, I'm sure," said the small voice. The black dog stood up and turned around, and she came face to face with a child. The black dog had never seen a child before. The child smiled. The black dog had never seen a smile before. The child reached into the cage and gently scratched the top of the dog's head. The dog's tail started wagging. The black dog thought maybe she'd wagged her tail before, but she wasn't sure. A person came by with a rope, and the black dog began to shake. The child sat next to the dog and told her everything was going to be okay. The black dog leaned her head on the child and felt something. Something warm, something good, something safe. The black dog was feeling trust for the very first time. The black dog was led to the car and sat in the back next to the child. She looked out the window and saw trees and houses and fences and people and other dogs. The car finally stopped, and the black dog was brought into a new building. Once inside, the child walked with the dog and showed her some new things. "This is your bed," said the child. The black dog wasn't sure what a bed was, but it sure looked comfortable. "This is your food bowl," said the child. The black dog wasn't sure what a food bowl was, but it sure would be nice to not feel hungry anymore. "These are your toys," said the child. The black dog had never seen toys before, but they sure looked fun. "This is your home," said the child. The black dog had never had a home, but it sure felt safe. "I love you," said the child. The black dog had never felt love before, but it sure felt good. "I love you too," thought the dog. The black dog watched as day after day the small person grew, and the family laughed and cried and loved. They loved on sunny days, on windy days, on stormy days, and on all those days the black dog was comfortable, fed, happy, warm, and safe. One day, the family brought home a new black dog. When they came in the door, the new black dog looked sad and scared and worried. The old black dog wagged her tail and walked with the new dog. "This is your bed. You will be comfortable," she said. "This is your food bowl. You will be fed," she said. "These are your toys. You will have fun," she said. "This is your home. You will be safe," she said. The new black dog wagged its tail, maybe for the first time, then curled up on the soft, cozy bed and fell asleep. The old black dog curled up next to him and whispered, "This is your family. You will be loved." Thank you so much for listening. The Skylark Bell and A Carefully Built Pretend podcasts are brought to you by Fate and Starling Publishing and feature original music by Canel. I would love for you to join me on Patreon for additional content, and be sure to follow my social media accounts where I share regular updates and previews. The music you hear was composed by me under my stage name Canel, specifically for A Carefully Built Pretend podcast. I also compose all music for The Skylark Bell, as well as other podcasts like Collected Sounds, Volstead Land, and The Activity Continues. If you need custom music for your projects, please don't hesitate to reach out. Links to all these fantastic podcasts can be found in the show notes. Once again, thank you for listening. I'm Melissa Oliveri, writer, producer, composer, and host of the Skylark Bell Podcast.
You know how to book flights and hotels. All you're missing is a tool to plan the travel experiences you'll have once you arrive. That's why you need Viator. Book guided tours, activities, excursions, and more in one place to make your trip truly unforgettable. Viator has over 300,000 travel experiences to choose from. Everything from simple tours to extreme adventures and all the niche, interesting stuff in between. So you can plan something that everyone you're traveling with will enjoy. Real traveler reviews give the inside scoop from people who've already been on the experiences you're considering, so you can plan with confidence. Free cancellation helps you plan for the unexpected, and 24/7 customer support means you can travel worry-free. Download the Viator app now and use code Viator10 for 10% off your first booking in the app. Find travel experiences for you. Do more with Viator.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.